where all the women are white and fair, and even the beggars in the streets are white. And he had arrived with newly earned gold coins in his pocket to worship at the shrine of civilization. The day of his landing was a dismal one. The sky was dun, and a wind-worried drizzle filtered down to the greasy streets. But he plunged boldly into the delights of Shadwell, and was presently cast up, shattered in health, civilized in costume, penniless, and, except in matters of the direst necessity, practically a dumb animal, to toil for James Holroyd, and to be bullied by him in the dynamo shed at Camberwell. And James Holroyd, bullying was a labor of love. There were three dynamos with their engines at Camberwell. The two that have been there since the beginning are small machines. The larger one was new. The smaller machines made a reasonable noise. Their straps hummed over the drums. Every now and then the brushes buzzed and fizzled, and the air churned steadily, woo, 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 between their poles. One was loose in its foundation and kept the shed vibrating. But the big dynamo drowned these little noises altogether with the sustained drone of its iron core, which somehow